And a very good morning to you. Welcome to our bird notes for this summer morning. Ah, summer, the hazy days of summer, the hot, humid, oppressive days of summer. A good time to venture out onto the steaming sidewalks and listen to the birds. Well, it's not quite a wood thrush or a mockingbird, is it? But even in these withering dog days of August, there are birds to be seen and heard if one wants to forsake the air conditioning. Because the bull bats are about. What is a bull bat? Well, it's not a bat, but then it's not a hawk either, nor does it feed on goats. We'll sort out all those references in just a minute, but let's start at the beginning. In these summer days, above the buildings of cities around the country, can be seen and heard a bird that we commonly call the nighthawk. It's a narrow-winged gray bird, about 9 inches long, with an almost 2-foot wingspread. The distinguishing mark of this bird is a white patch on the wings, seen as the bird flies erratically, somewhat bat-like, at dusk, sweeping up insects in its broad mouth. There are two distinctive sounds associated with the nighthawk, a nasal call, we just heard that, and the sound made by the wings at the bottom of the courtship dive of the male. Peterson likens it to the sound of a Bronx cheer. Others say it suggests the twang of a large rubber band. Hear the call and the very unusual sound of the wings. The nighthawk claims several misleading names. It is not a hawk, as we said, though to some it may resemble a falcon the way the wings are pointed. Nor is it primarily nocturnal. It is more crepuscular, to use the proper word, seen at dusk, and sometimes even during the day. The name bullbat probably derives from the bat-like flight, the bull part from the courtship sound that we just heard. Texans call the bird the booming nighthawk, again for the sound it makes during those courtship dives. Nighthawks and whippoorwills and their relatives are grouped under the family name Caprimulgidae, from Latin for goat and the word to milk or to suck. This group, then, also is referred to in English as goat suckers, from the legend that these birds sucked milk from goats at night. This is not true, of course, but it's a fascinating bit of folklore. The goatsuckers are also called, less legendarily, nightjars, from the jarring note of the European nightjar. As for our common nighthawk, seen and heard above the city skylines in summer, the genus name is probably more accurate than some of the others. The name is Chordylis, from the Greek chorde, a stringed musical instrument, and dyli, afternoon or evening, in allusion to the late-day sounds of this common bird, the nighthawk.